With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Environmental Protection Agency released the long-awaited final renewable fuel standard volume obligations for 2026 and 27, and U.S. ag groups responded positively. The final rule locks in the highest ever renewable fuel volume obligations and provides clarity for farmers, ethanol producers, oil refiners, and fuel distributors alike. That coming from Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association. Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, said the announcement, combined with the summertime E15 waiver last week, is a positive move for the nation's corn growers who are navigating an exceptionally difficult environment. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said these increased targets for biodiesel and renewable diesel send a strong signal to the marketplace and create meaningful new demand for America's family farmers and ranchers. Scott Metzger, president of the American Soybean Association, said farmers needed a win, and this announcement delivered that win in a big way. As of March 1st, there were 74.3 million hogs and pigs on U.S. farms, up slightly from March of 2025, but down 1% from December of 2025. That, according to the recent USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report from the National Ag Statistics Service. Other key findings in the report included that of the 74.3 million hogs and pigs, 68.4 million were market hogs, while 5.89 million were kept for breeding. Between December of 25 and February of 2026, 33.2 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms, up 1% from the same period 1 year earlier. From December through February, hog and pig producers weaned an average of 11.9 pigs per litter. U.S. producers intend to have 2.86 million sows farrow between March and May of this year and 2.9 million farrow between June and August of this year. Iowa had the largest state inventory at 24.7 million head. The Ag Retailers Association welcomed the Environmental Protection Agency's action to address diesel exhaust fluid, or DEF, system failures. The ARA called it a timely step to support farmers and agricultural retailers as spring planting gets underway. DEF system malfunctions have caused costly equipment downtime and operational disruptions across agriculture. The EPA's action to remove the problematic sensor requirement will help keep equipment running and reduce unnecessary delays in the field. America's agricultural retailers and growers continue to face high fuel costs and tight margins, said ARA President and CEO Darren Kopic. This common sense relief will help them stay productive and profitable at a critical time of the year. ARA also emphasized that the timing of the announcement is especially important as farmers prepare for and begin spring planting. ARA's board of directors recently ratified this issue as a policy priority for 2026. The National Weather Service maps show that very dry weather will continue across most of western Nebraska, which has already been hit by devastating wildfires. The dry weather will stretch down into the southern plains early this week. Red flag fire danger warnings have already been issued in multiple regions amid a forecast of very dry and windy weather. Winds in west central Nebraska forecast this week 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. The relative humidity will drop as low as 10%, and temperatures early this week will climb to almost 90 degrees in multiple locations. Southwestern Kansas will have wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour, while the humidity will fall to around 8%. The National Weather Service said in an announcement, any fires that develop will catch and spread very quickly in these conditions. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.